I'm Ding. I'm the bell. Ding the bell, ding, ding the bell.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Ding the Bell. I am Ding.
I am the bell. How do I sound?
Sounds good. We're two ADD Asians that require a bell to bring us back on track, because we always get pulled this way and that way and every other ways except for our own topic. So, are you surprised to see us back on live, even though nobody's watching us? Remember you said that, I wonder how many people are watching us, and at some point when we do live, we still have like one, two people. Now nobody shows up. So this is how successful our show has been.
Don't you think it is because of the time? Everybody already night time.
Well, anyway, welcome
so
back though.
Nobody's... Well, thank you. Oh. Are you telling we're coming back to the to me, or you say welcome back to the audience?
Welcome back to the audience.
Because I said thank you.
Welcome back to Ding the Bell. I'm sure you're surprised to see us live. Maybe, you know, to make it easy. Well, no. Never mind.
Today's sponsor is...
Oh, my gosh.
What is it called? Today's sponsor is...
Don't waste too much time on sponsor. We have 20 minutes.
You get to know. This is a chocolate. Inside the package,
the whole reason why we're doing this recording was because the Bell and I have a meeting set up to catch up, mm-hmm. because we haven't spoken to each other since lots happened. And yeah. I think it was it was before your birthday, because my dad passed away on your birthday.
I know, isn't it something?
And so,
isn't it something?
So there's lots happened, and so we were gonna catch up, because I haven't seen her for a while, and so we're gonna catch up. And then I set it up, and then she saw herself on camera. We have a Zoom call set up, and she saw herself on camera, and she said, "Oh, I look good though. We should do a show." So we decided to record. So our topic this year
this year,
we could do one show a year. We didn't even do that last few years.
That's it.
I don't
one
know what
show.
Did you check when was the last time we did a recording or posted a show?
2 years ago.
I just renewed our Ding the Bell website. So the website's there. Oh, hey, I forgot to hit record again. Don't worry. Never mind. I'll find a different way of doing it. So, Ding the Bell was last posted into 2021. 4 years ago.
Haven't it?
4 years ago was the last time we posted a show. It was how long ago?
2021 is...
No, thank you. You pregnancy advice. You were pregnant? No, thank you.
That was before I had a Kaya then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was our last show. How can it be possible? 2021?
Now we recorded something.
But she's older than that. Oh, maybe. Oh, okay. So we recorded prior to... Okay, yeah. The Bell is annoyed by... all unwanted pregnancy advices. Anyway, now we're back.
Yeah.
This week, we're back to talk about bloody poop. Because you had food poisoning. What is it? Tell us.
Oh, my goodness. That was the most aggressive food poisoning I've ever had. I don't know if it was... I'm losing my hair. I don't know if it was like really food poisoning. What happened was Monday... we went to eat Thai food about afternoon. Mm. While I was eating, I feel like I don't feel good, right?
Wait,
like,
while you're eating? So it's not then. It's not the food.
That's what Chris said. Oh, James said. Because I was eating. I'm like, kind of stop eating. I'm like, ooh, my stomach feels kind of weird.
Then what did you eat before? What did you eat before then?
I
like
ate
last
like
night,
a...
the day before?
Nothing regular thing.
What regular thing? Because you got to think, about which what caused your food poisoning. If we now that you rule out the restaurant,
you don't think
what
it's
is
a restaurant?
I don't think it's a restaurant because you don't get food poisoning from eating halfway and then get food poisoning.
Oh, that's what my James said, exactly the same thing. He's like, I don't think it's a restaurant.
Yeah, I don't think so,
so
either.
2 weeks prior to Thai food, I ate.
Well, not two
three,
weeks prior to.
I mean, 2 hours prior
oh,
to.
Oh.
I ate.
You can't blame food that you ate 2 weeks ago.
2 hours prior to, I ate like about maybe three, four days old okonomiyaki. I
oh,
made.
Yes. That must be
that's
it.
It.
Yeah.
Do you think
fresh.
That's it?
Yes.
Even in refrigerator, I fridge later.
Still, I mean, you can refrigerate later. It's still going to be bad later.
I think that's it then.
That's it.
I suspect that. I think it was bad. And okay, so then the okonomiyaki, the flour.
Wait, what
already,
what is okonomiyaki? Can you explain?
Like a pan, like a pan, savory pancakes.
What do you put
cook
in
with,
there?
I put tuna. Oh. Wait, did I put tuna? No, it was only cabbage and corn. Cabbage and corn.
Corn. Was it fresh corn or canned corn?
Canned corn.
Okay, that's okay.
Canned corn.
Could be cabbage, man. Cabbage could have...
Why you talk like a big gang group, like, oh, it's cabbage, man. Almost like, oh, it's cocaine, man. But, oh, man, it's cabbage, man.
It must be the cabbage because cabbage has a lot of liquid. So it could be salmonella. Is it called
salmonella?
Salmonella.
That's it. So here's the more story to it.
Yeah.
That I didn't tell Chris about it.
Hey.
James about it.
Yeah.
The cabbage was very old.
Well, you, oh my gosh, I can't believe you blamed the restaurant and not your
own
vegetable.
I didn't know because, well, and more to it, the savory pancake pre-made, like a flour that I used.
Yeah.
Was from.
Very long time ago.
2021.
You're gonna make me choke. Oh, I don't think your flour can cause food poisoning. I think more likely your cabbage. Because cabbage has a lot of water content. If there's like germs, virus, or something, bacteria in it, it's gonna make you do that.
Oh, that's right. So I thought so. Okay, so exactly 2 hours prior to, I ate about this much.
But the first time you ate it, though, you were fine.
Yeah, I didn't feel like nothing. Just like, oh, good, yummy still. Like a bunch of mayonnaise,
bunch of sauce. What was it before? When did you eat that before you finish up the leftover? Was it freshly made that day?
No. It was already like 3 days, maybe 4 days old. Wrapped in a refrigerator. I didn't even touch it for a while. So I bet it's 3 days old.
So it may not even be the cabbage. It might just be everything. You know what? When you make the okonomiyaki, is that called okonomiyaki? I said it so confidently.
It had egg in it too. It was egg in there. Egg. Maybe the egg was bad too.
Maybe, but it could be because sometimes, because I've had issues with like lettuce. And,
oh, lettuce.
Yeah. I had, you know, like the Vietnamese, what's it called? Bún. You know, bún? The Vietnamese bún, where it's like a bunch of lettuce and with spring roll. Oh my gosh.
You said, you know, bún. You know, Vietnamese bún. You know, the bún. You know, boon. Oh my god. Oh my god. Are you okay? You inhaler, huh? Poor thing. John, John.
You make me laugh.
Boom. You know, boom. Vietnamese boom. You know, the little boom. You can say so many boom, boom, boom.
I keep saying, and then you, there's no reaction. I thought you didn't hear me. So I keep repeating.
Because you're like, boom. You know the boom.
I said, boom. You know, boom. And you're like,
boom, the boom, the boom.
You didn't hear me speak.
I didn't know boom. I didn't
but anyway,
know boom.
There's lettuce in it. And there's lettuce, yeah. And there's also warm meat. When it's cooking, and so
I
put it in for like maybe I don't know what, maybe 2 days or however many days in the fridge, or 3 days, I ate it and I had bad diarrhea. So I think it could be because maybe your cabbage wasn't cooked like through, like was it not cooked really well?
And then it's more to it.
Oh my God!
When I cook it. I thought it was kind of halfway
funky.
Through.
Oh, so you didn't cook through, yeah.
Probably not, because I think bacteria was growing big.
Anyway,
time.
now that we know what the cause is, yeah.
I didn't tell ER doctor about this part. I only said I ate Thai food. My husband ate the same thing. There's a note. Like I found it where the sheet.
Did you forget
or
what? Did you forget to tell? Because
no, I just didn't say because I didn't want to explain what the okonomiyaki was to the nurse. I was in pain. I was so in pain. Literally.
Wait, can't you say I had some pancake, Japanese pancake?
I couldn't even think about it because like when I went to ER, so before the, rewind it. So got ate. I feel sick. Went to the bathroom. I said, well, I kind of need to go. He's like, okay. And we walked into the car, got into the car. I was already in pain. Like, I feel like a stomach was kind of twisting, right? I was like, I'm going to die. And they got into the car, just cold sweat, dripping, dripping. I'm like, I can't shit myself here. I can't puke myself here. What am I going to do? I couldn't even look at the window. I kept closing myself. My eyes closed and put myself in the better place, right? And the Kaya kept going, Kaya goes, Mama's sweating, Mama's sick.
Why did
Mama,
we get, what was her name on our show?
Baby Bell.
Baby Bell, that's right.
Baby Bell. Baby Bell was like, Mama's sick, Mama, you came, Dada, Mama, Mama, it's sweating, Mama's sweating.
No, I was gonna play this one, you said rewind. Ah, there's this one.
So, rewind. So anyway, so then, like, I think James trying to go home faster, so he went through like a back way with more bumpy ride down just the highway. Oh, it didn't help. And then so I was like, oh my gosh. So I go like, okay, it's coming. I knew I had plastic bag, towel, everything in the car because of my foster Katie. She always puke in a car. But I look at it. Luckily, I was sitting in the back seat. If I'm sitting at the front, I would probably like that. So then I grab my seat and I'm like that. That was puke number one.
Oh my gosh.
Finally, we went home and then I just ran to the bathroom and then like sat on the toilet. And I need too much. And then, like, I had to grab the trash can, and I came go, ooh, ooh, ooh. It was so bad. And then I had a bloody, bloody stool. It was just a pure blood.
Oh, my God.
I have never had this horrible, bloody diarrhea. It freaked me out. When I first
was
had
it, like,
bloody
first diarrhea, already bloody?
Yeah, because like, I was so sick, and then when I flushed, I saw the red, and I'm like, why was so red? Did I have, maybe tomato came out.
tomato
and corn. I thought it was tomato, but it wasn't tomato.
So it was your first diarrhea that you already have bloody diarrhea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's not bad. Like you were have diarrhea so many times that it starts to bleed.
No, they've already it came with the. Blood in there. Then when I flushed it, I couldn't see the blood left. I was like, oh, that's kind of weird. Then I lay down and still feel so sick. I went back and then like I didn't puke because like first puke was almost like six times, like six times. Everything came back, right? When I went back to the bathroom and I did, I couldn't, I didn't even need to push. When I, as soon as I sat, just stuff comes out from my hole, right? It was just hole. It was like a pure blood. It just a
oh
blood.
Oh my God. Wow.
Also, I thought, I said, oh, James, I don't think I should just let it through. I said, I don't know. Well, I didn't carry clothes and my cramping so bad. I got bloody stool. And then I took picture and
yeah.
I say,
so there's no poop
like,
then. It's just blood then.
Just blood, but like kind of like, blah, 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 like bunch of stuff, but not like a poop looking. It's just like almost like maybe a little bit of stuff and then just blood.
Yeah. Wow. That must be scary. I would be so
it
freaked out.
It is so scary. So I showed James about it. He's like, I don't want to see it. And I don't want to see it. I'm like, aren't you worried about me? I don't want to see your bloody whatever. Like, okay, well, you should go ER. So I went to ER. I showed the, you know, so I went there.
Did you take
pictures
to show your doctor?
Yeah. Yeah, they loved
don't
it,
don't
right?
Show us. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I filmed it, and oh. I was thinking, what if I drop my phone to that? Right? I was sick. Anyway, I did it. So I took pictures. So I got there at 8 o'clock, and in like about an hour, they call me, and then I show the picture. And that's when she took like ate Thai food, husband ate same food or whatever, and then no symptom, whatever.
Yeah.
So then shortly they call me. When she took my, you know, blood pressure was 160.
Wow. That's high. Yeah.
Very high because I was in pain and bloody stool. I never had a bloody stool. So anyway, she said, okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and do the IV and then contact to the blood bank. Because since I'm
just
losing my...
Yeah, just in case if they need to give you blood transfusion.
She said, you might need the blood. Mm. I'm like, why need the blood? Well, you know, I had bleeding, right? Intestine bleeding. Oh, okay. So she's like, I'm going to make sure you have blood or whatever. But, you know, I'm O positive. So, well, oh, that sucks because I can give my blood to everybody, but I can only get from O positive. Anyway, that sucks. I don't think I can get from A. Oh. That's very unlucky blood type.
Oh my God.
I think Kaya is all positive. Is she O or A? Is she? I think she's the A positive. I think Kaya is O positive. I had to look. Anyway. Thank you.
Where's your bell? The actual bell.
It's right here.
I gave you one. Yay! Okay, yeah. You can use it too.
Can I get a pull
can
out?
Can you ring it to see if I can hear it? Can you ring it to see if I can hear it? Because sometimes... I can't hear it! Zoom already... Zoom cancel out the sound. I don't hear it.
Well, I can't ding because Bolt doesn't like the sound.
Oh, okay. Anyway.
Anyway, So I waited. So they took me to the room and they did a CT. Oh, you know what? Also, so they wheel me to the CT scan room, right?
Yeah.
This is almost like close to the midnight at the night hospital. Not really bright light there. They had like a, you know, regular light on, but as this like a CNA kid, like real, and I'm like, oh, and it's cold, right? So then I say, hey, isn't it creepy? And he's like, yeah, it's pretty creepy. I said, many, like when I was kids, once I thought, oh, I'm going to be a nurse, but I didn't do it because I didn't work at the night hospital. He's like, oh, yeah, I can't do that either. It's always creepy. I said, have you ever had any experience? He's like, oh, yes. There was the room number 5, emergency room. The light turning on by itself. And I saw that. And it was creepy. And today, somebody called my name. Nobody around me. So I'm like, Interesting. So I got to the CT scan room. They're the sweet lady. So, hi, my name is Lisa. I'll be taking care of this, your image or whatever. That room is creepy. She is by herself to the down, like all the way down to the hallway, alone, waiting for the patient to come, right? And then, like, the room is already very, like, kind of like, I
Dim.
don't know. It just, yeah, that's creepy. The machine itself is creepy, the CT scan. And then, that any electricity or electric energy attract the entity I hear.
Oh yeah,
So
especially magnetic, that the CT
yes,
scan
I'm sure something must be there.
trying to communicate through the electromagnetic field.
It is so creepy.
What is it
Wow, that
that you
was.
said your hair earlier? You were saying your hair, you said your hair has statistics.
Like always, statistic. My hair is always has statistic. But anyway, it was creepy. So I was so scared. I was so
Word
scared.
of the bell is
Oh my God.
just like old time.
Statistic.
Word of the bell is statistic.
Statistics.
What is statistic? We can't do it because there's no live audience. Anyway, okay, so then.
So have you been into the CT scan?
I think so, yes.
Did they ever give you some injection to do so?
It depends on what you are getting the scan for.
So anyway, they wanted my vein to open up, so they
Yeah.
put some
Yeah,
like
something that's
IV
like
in
heat, like
it.
hot, like yeah.
Yeah. I
Yeah.
never had it before. And then this the tech girl said, you will feel like you peed on your pants. And I'm like, oh, like you are not doing it, but you feel like the sensation. Okay. I'm like, okay. Then like, okay, I'm gonna go ahead and do the injection. Like she put it in and I'm like, all of a sudden like boom, like just kind of tingling and hot. And then I said, oh gosh, I pee myself. She's like, oh no, you didn't. It was really weird. Then
But she
when you
already
when
told you. Why did you say that?
I know, right? But then like whenever like the okay, so lay down, then like the machine moved forward, right? And I had to go into the, almost like a dome, inside of like a dome thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I freaked out. I think I have crossphobia. Is
Oh,
it
okay.
called crossphobia? Is it correct word? Crossphobia, right?
Say that again. I'm
Cro
looking
is
for the
it is
sound
it
effect.
crossphobia? It's a crossphobia. Is it crossphobia?
Actually, I also don't know. It's claustrophobia.
Oh, claustrophobia. So anyway, I have claustrophobia. So I was so scared. So I kept thinking like, what if I see something by opening my eyes?
Oh, like a ghost or something?
Yes, because it's attracted. Maybe there's something there, and I'm in the machine. If I open, if somebody go came, and I will freak out, right? And I need to get my scan done because I want to make sure if nothing. If anything is problem or whatever. So anyway, so I kept look, I kept, I couldn't open my eyes. So I just kept closing and then she's like, okay, you're done. And I said, okay, see ya. Then I will send the report. Bye. And then like, okay,
Oh,
he's
did it
like,
take a long time when you do the scan?
scan was like about less than 10 minutes.
Okay.
It's
But you're
very
fine
quick.
inside though?
Inside.
Yeah, when you're inside, I mean you can stand for 10 minutes, which is actually not that bad. I mean, people with claustrophobia may not even stand for 1 minute. Like as soon as you get in, you're like you couldn't breathe.
Yeah. I felt like 10 minutes. Maybe it was less than 10 minutes. But anyway, that overall, because like she was talking, explaining thing, and then she said, okay, I'm gonna put this in. Oh, she pushed the button, and then my body moved first, and I think she wheeled me out, then it gave me the injection, then she put it again. So about less than 10 minutes. But anyway, so this kids go, okay, here we go. And then we were back, and it wasn't that bad going back to the ER because probably the lights is more brighter. And I'm thinking, what if she wasn't there? What if everything wasn't happening? It was so creepy. It was so creepy because like that hospital is old. very old hospital, right? It's like more modern and remodeled and stuff too, but it's really creepy. So anyway, so they just left me in the room a while, and I wanted to fall asleep, but nurse came. Hey, how you doing? I'm gonna give you IV. Hey, do you want me to turn off the light? No. I think please keep the lights on. She's like, why? I'm like, it's a nighttime hospital. What if something comes? She's like, oh, I get it. Okay. She just dimmed the light, and you're okay. Like, I'm like, they probably like can't really worry about that. It was so creepy. So by the time I kind of, I had a cramping, but I'm like, I was scared of what if bloody stool can be indication for the like colon cancer and stuff too. So anyway, so CT came, everything came in negative, no problem. Blood draw was good, but if there's a something, the CT what I did didn't show. So my primary care doctor, I contact her. She said, I need to do colonoscopy. When I tried to tell that to
Your
my
doctor,
mama's friend,
you who?
my Kaya's old classmate mom, I saw her. Then I told her I had food poisoning, whatever. And then, so you okay? I said, well, my doctor ordered the colonoscopy, and this American lady go like, what is she talking about? I said, colonoscopy? Oh, colon. She said, colonoscopy or whatever. Then I say, that's it. Colonoscopy. Colonoscopy. Okay, inhaler. Colonoscopy.
No,
Right? I had to do it to find out. I hope nothing there. But good
I
news
was
is,
just going to ask you if you
I
have if
have you
have you
done?
had oh, yes.
Was it hard?
No, you
You're
go to
gonna be
sleep.
under.
Yeah,
You go to sleep.
go to sleep so you don't feel anything.
You have to do like before night. You can't
Oh,
eat
that was the
anything.
worst part. That was the first part. Trying to drink the
Like weird
laxative.
food. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like very salty water. The not water, like a solution. You have to mix in water and then drink. And as you drink, you die. You poop out everything. That was the
Diarrhea,
worst
right?
part. Yeah, that was the worst part. The colonoscopy part. Colonoscopy. Yeah.
Colonoscopy.
Yeah.
But
The
then, but
colonoscopy was
yeah.
fine. The
Okay.
prepping was not fun.
So I hear, so doctor said that's the best way. So I asked if I need to seek the GI doctor because the blood didn't stop until Friday. Meaning I
When?
was bleeding
What?
Monday through Friday.
Wow.
Yeah,
Did
I
it
was
get
bleeding.
reduced?
I was bleeding.
Yeah, did it get reduced? Was it less?
Well, it was still a lot for until Thursday. Finally, Friday, it slowed down and said,
Yeah,
I
there
think
must be
I.
something in there that broke, like a polyp or something. I
It
mean,
could be.
this is me, doctor, pretend to know something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, you should get that done as soon as possible.
Right, and then like the primary care also, even ER doctor said, do you have like hemorrhoid?
Hemorrhoid, yeah.
And I'm like, hemorrhoid, like a little thing, right? I said, no. Then usually like bright blood, it's from like a rectum.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
But I know my body. That's not from rectum. I think it's from the small intestine. Like something was bleeding from inside. That's why, because it's if it's a rectum, I should feel a little more irritation. I have no irritation for my butthole.
Yeah, but
So it's
maybe it's in your big colon. Maybe Yeah, because small intestine would go through some digestion and all that. So the blood is usually not fresh. It's kind of black.
It was really like, and it looks darker because of so much.
Yeah.
But when I wipe, it's just a bright red. I'm like, this was so scary. Anyway, but, you know, when I do the procedure, then they can see inside. And if something, they can take it. So that's why my primary doesn't recommend or that not ref well, she just sent an order to the colonoscopy, the procedure. Then once this test is done, I will have GI doctor to talk to me.
Yeah, no, you shouldn't wait. You should go as soon as possible.
But man, when I research, like any research said, you know, it might take, if you have food poisoning, bloody stool will last few days. Don't worry, nothing. Like all research when I read, of course, it's Google, say, bloody stool, go to doctor. Bloody stool, no good. Like, they said, don't take it lightly.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, what if I have cancer or something?
Well,
I have no symptom except the bloody stool.
Yeah. I mean, no, you did they do any more tests to see if there's any, like, blood cell tests to see if there's any cancer or something?
They didn't really talk to me about it, but since I went to ER, they probably test everything that they can think of.
But your primary care doctor should look at the number and be able to tell.
She didn't say anything. Yeah, because of this connecting to my doctor.
It may not be, sometimes it may not be cancer, but it could be some kind of polyp, like a growth or something in your colon. And
then give the irritation and give that,
yes, and so maybe you ate something and then it sometimes you like almost like a bruise or cut on your palate.
Maybe.
So, but don't wait though, you should go as soon as possible.
So I need to call because I got the order in yesterday, then so I'm gonna call Monday to set up
tomorrow,
the schedule.
Yeah,
and it just like, oh, that was scary.
It doesn't matter, good or bad, you need to know, because the sooner you know, the sooner you'll take the right action.
Right. And then, you know, today I had so since then I've been eating only for like very light stuff, like rice with almost like watery rice, okayu.
Yeah.
That kind of oatmeal
like
looking
porridge.
Thing.
Yeah.
And then applesauce, just bread. Nothing on, just
no
a
one
threat.
That you said you look good, your face is skinny because you want to film a video.
No, I thought I lost weight, but my stomach is bloating because of the
stomach's bloated.
But
you might you lost probably a lot of water weight too.
Yeah. That's why, like, you know, the Pedialyte. I need more of that. So, but it was quite experience. Then when I had when I started healing a little bit, though, I'm like, oh, then my diarrhea stopped. But my gas was so stinky. And when I look up the bad gas, they said, that's not a good sign, go to doctor again. Like, if it's super smelly.
Yeah.
I mean, when I feel like I go, like a little light one, right? Smell is boom, so thick, and it followed me. It was stuck to my chair. I was like, oh my God, this is very stinky. So it was bad. But today, the stinkiness is gone. And I had a kind of little constipated because, like, you know, that's probably normal. But no blood. I saw old blood, like a very dark color came in and stuff too. But I didn't have that fresh blood. So I thought, okay, maybe that cut or whatever, it's closed, but it can open again.
We don't want that cut does not look normal, right? So you want to make sure that it's not a growth or something in there.
It was so scary.
The sooner you get it checked, the better you'll feel. Not knowing is the best way.
So because of that, I felt like my face a little like kind of
Yeah, I know. Like, that's the first thing you said. Oh, look at my face. And so, do you want to do video? Do you want to record?
Yes.
My goodness. Okay, we should wrap this up. This is more than what our usual time is already. And thanks for the coverage. This is 35 minutes. How can you talk so much so quickly and so entertaining? Anyway, I was actually hoping to look for what is our music?
Ding, ding, ba, ding.
Yeah. What is, when we're done, don't we play something?
Chin, 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 chin.
Yeah, we don't we do? We do that?
Chin, 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 chin.
No, that's not it.
Ding, ding, ba, ding.
Ding, ding, ba, ding.
Ah, okay, okay. All right, bye.